Available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Hi, this is Jerry the Jeweler. Mother's Day is right around the corner. How many of you guys get your mother-in-law a gift on this special day? This year, Don Hennifer Jewelers has a great gift for that special lady. With any fine jewelry gift for Mother's Day, you can purchase a gold rose for 50% off. These roses are dipped in real gold and last forever. Hurry in. Mother's Day is May 12th and quantities are limited. This is Jerry the Jeweler at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 3. Or call 314-921-3001.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you've shop for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
All right, everybody, get your organs out. There you go.
Come on, everybody.
Light these phones up. What do you say? 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. You want to
Grand Funk?
What?
This is Grand Funk.
It is Grand Funk.
You want to give me some dough for St. Jude Children's Hospital? I'll take it. I'm withholding the joke today. I'm boycotting the joke. Waiting for some money. $300 from Cindy. More to come. Let's not have to go. It's like that orange juice, like a day without sunshine. For goodness sakes, let's not have to go a day without a joke. Come on. You know who you are with money. You know who you are if you have some you can shake loose and get rid of. Or you call about anything else, too, by the way. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I don't understand this thinking. There's a company, and I guess a couple of companies, that are planning on funding trips to Mars. They say the trip to Mars will take 7 months. This is obviously a few years down the road. But they already have more than 33,000 people around the world who have volunteered to go to Mars on a one-way ticket.
Ooh.
33,000 people have said, I will get on that thing and go to Mars knowing I'm not coming back. Those must be some miserable, miserable people who want out of here.
More people who really love space.
First of all, I couldn't take the seven-month trip in the space thing.
No.
How miserable would that be?
I think 5 or 6 hours ride is a long
time. Yeah, I'm kind of shot after that. I got to get out and walk. You can't get out and walk. Well, you can spacewalk, I guess, but it's not really the same. How about that? 33. This is kind of funny. It says 33,000 people around the world, including 23 Canadians. What, just 23? Maybe they're smarter. One-way ticket. I don't think so. Could you swing that just a hair? There you go. Gene is on hold, but he's not on hold anymore. Gene, how are you?
I reckon I'll be AM into PM.
What's wrong with your voice? What's wrong with your voice, Gene?
No, I was just doing Carl.
Well, Carl, I mean, Gene, here's the deal, Gene. You don't do Carl in front of the master, okay? I mean, when Billy Bob Thornton himself said, I had the best Carl he'd ever heard, you just don't. You don't step in that ring. You just don't. But good try. Good
Can
try.
I hear you doing that?
Well, you know, sometimes I think people get tired of hearing it, and then when I thank God I do it anyway, it might irritate some people, but
no.
They'll get over it.
It doesn't. It's
it
not
does
irritating
sound exactly
at all.
Like him.
No.
You want me to do more? You want me to keep doing it? I could keep doing it a long time if I want to. I just had a bowel movement. What?
Okay, I'm finished. These guys are walking out of the room. Come back. Okay. What's up, Gene?
Oh, I would just, what are the people going to do when they get there to Mars? Are they going to start repopulating?
No, this is my question. You get out of the craft and look around, and now what? There's no,
I think they're supposed to have equipment on there to maybe set up a...
They'll probably go ahead and build like a little bitty Mars town.
Right.
But still, I'm with Gene.
And the Martians.
People, it's amazing to me that people will all go when they don't have any idea.
Can't get you back.
Yeah, what it's going to be like. That's why I say you must be so miserable that whatever it is, you'll take it. Maybe they're all married guys, it said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, get me out of here.
I'll go by myself.
Yeah, don't let her go.
I don't think it's that tough down here right now. I mean, at times are hard, but, yeah. You know, it's getting kind of bad, but, you know, it's going to be better on Mars, I guess. I don't.
Who knows?
Well, the real estate market up there is pretty well.
Yeah, you have the whole planet to yourself.
There's a lot of land for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Gene?
Oh, I just wanted to say I love your guys' show. My father got me listening to you when I back in the mid-'80s.
How old are you, Gene?
No, shut up. Shut up.
Oh, I was a young kid then, and I was he was like, you got to listen to this, son. Just listen to this show right here. Tell me what you think, you know. And he was educating me at the early age.
That's right, and look at you now, how smart you are. And, yeah. And how happy you are. Did you ever say, I think things are fine here. You know why Gene's happy? He's aiming the pee.
Yep.
He's got nothing to gripe about.
Hallelujah.
You bet. Well, Gene, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. I like Gene. I'm going to like Barb, too. I can already tell. Hello, Barb.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm AM and PM.
Well, we love that. Hallelujah. How can I help
you? You were talking last week about getting a TV critic.
Well, we said maybe instead of a movie reviewer, since more people watch TV more regularly than go to the movies, and there's a lot of confusion, a lot of bad TV, maybe help us sift through it, yeah.
I thought it would be a great idea because all the TV that I've really seen that is really enjoyable, I've heard from you.
Wow.
Pioneers of Television.
Yeah, it's a great series.
And that Brain Games that you just told us about. I love that.
It's the best. You and I must be a lot alike. Do you watch The Following?
No.
Do yourself a favor. Get the first season when it's available.
Okay.
And get caught up. The finale was last night. It is, to me, and it's been a long time since I literally checked to see what the day was to see when's The Following coming on. It's been a long time since I was that addicted to a TV show. This thing is the most frightening, compelling, dramatic, thrilling. It's hard to describe. You cannot stop watching this thing. It's Kevin Bacon, who I like anything he's in, but boy, oh boy, am I glad I found The Following when it started. This was the first season.
And that Brain Games that you told us about.
Oh, I love Brain Games.
It was great. Yeah. And I told my husband, he said, what is this Brain Game you've got on here? Because I'm recording it.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, it's a lot better than that Duck Dynasty that my sisters keep telling me about.
Now, your husband, I guess, is not a listener?
No.
Well, no, hell no. You know, you laugh through the pain and sorrow. I can tell you're embarrassed by that, and you should be.
Yeah, what kind of crap does he listen to?
What does he listen to?
He doesn't listen to anything.
Maybe he should go to Mars.
I cannot imagine your life, Barb, how horrible it must be.
Yeah,
here you are, having fun, AM and the PM, enjoying good TV
good
shows
mood.
And jokes, and your poor husband is just wallowing in sadness and lack
of... He doesn't laugh at anything.
That's the saddest thing. Does he not like a good joke, even? Where is he right now?
Well, he's outside.
Can I talk to him?
No, he's outside.
No, can I talk to him?
No, he's outside. He won't come in.
Why?
No, because he's an asshole.
Leave it. Just leave it.
Wow. Wow, you guys sound like the perfect pair.
Oh, man.
Well. You want us to send you that information about Mars?
Send him on that trip to Mars one way.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Now, why? You know, seriously, he wouldn't come and just to come in and to chat with me for a second?
No.
Does the guy not like a joke at all? Or?
No.
Boy, he
how
like
did? How long have you been married to this guy?
28 years.
That's too long.
Wow, you know what you need? Just a smoking hot fling. with somebody. Just just down and dirty, Ritz-Carlton, champagne. I think you're due for that.
I think so, too. My entertainment at night is brain games.
You and I should probably watch that together sometime. You think, would that make him jealous? Would he come around if he walked in and I was at your house or something?
I don't think he would care.
Oh, wow. Man.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. What does he do? What kind of work?
He's retired.
What did he do?
He was a construction worker. If you need a definition of a redneck, you've got it here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't seem like, you seem very smart and well-spoken. And
I'm 57, and I'm an old hippie is what I am.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Do you cook?
So, yeah, I cook every night.
Every night you cook for this guy?
Yeah.
And he's still an a-hole.
And he doesn't like anything I cook.
He doesn't like anything you cook.
Oh, my goodness, Barb.
Wow, this just gets worse as we go.
He hates everything I cook.
Well, Barb, I'm glad that you found us, because life wouldn't even be worth living.
I've been listening since 1984 when he told me to start listening to you.
Wait, he told you to start listening?
Yeah.
So at one time, he must have had a sense of humor and some ability to have fun.
Because he told me, he said, you need to start listening to this guy. He comes up from the basement every night.
Now, what happened to him that he turned?
Yeah.
What happened? We lost him. How'd we lose him?
I don't know the answer to that.
We lost him, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he turned 73, so I guess he just...
Can I have Dan take your number? Just if we want to check in sometime with you and see how the a-hole husband's doing, just to see if maybe he has come around, could we do that?
Sure.
Now, Dan, I want you to take Barb. Hmm. We got to get this guy back. We have to get him back. Right. Something horrible happened to this
man. Sounds like he's too far gone.
What's he doing outside right now?
Staring in his face and watching the dog.
Thinking about Mars.
Do you guys take a vacation every year?
No.
Listen to the way she says.
We go down the lake once in a while. But...
And do what?
We have some lake property on Wapapella.
Do you enjoy any activities together?
Silence.
Why? Nothing. She can't think of anything.
Think of anything they enjoy doing together.
Oh, my goodness,
Now, this is a little bit personal, but when's the last time you guys got it going?
Oh, God. I'm
What?
Do you have to get out the calendar?
Has it been a year?
Years.
How many?
15.
15 years since you've had sex?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Barb.
Barb, I'm so
sorry. I just rather just sleep.
You'd rather... Well, that's... You don't miss it. You don't miss it with him.
Because you're with him, yeah.
One round with me, you'd be missing it in about an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Barb, I'm so glad you called. Yeah. You call anytime you need a
like
a closing
session.
Song. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in us.
I will.
Well, you call, okay?
I really do think that you thought that TV credit was a great idea.
Well, okay. If you think it's a good idea, I'm gonna give it even more consideration. Okay. Maybe you should be our TV critic.
No, I don't. We don't watch TV. Oh, we watch it's Shane and.
What's his favorite show?
We don't watch regular TV. We watch Shane and
well, that's
Shane.
A movie.
Yeah,
you watch movies.
He's watching
over?
The same movie.
Yeah, Shane and
Well, you said that, but that's one movie. That's an old.
Yeah, well,
movie.
We watch The Searchers, and we watch anything that has. If they're not riding on a horse, then he won't watch it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I thought I was missing.
So you're forced to watch all that crap every night with him.
Yeah. Ugh. And then after he goes to bed, I get to watch Jon Stewart and,
The Daily Show.
Because he won't allow that. If he's awake, you can't watch it.
Yeah. And then I get to watch Brain Games, which I recorded.
Okay. Well, when you watch it, think of me. And I'm really glad you called. And hang on. I'm going to Dan get your number. We'll check in and see if we can turn this guy around.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Hang on, Barb. Well, Dan, you got to take
her. Uh-oh, you dropped her.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. I dropped her. Grab her. Can you get it? Can you save it?
I got her.
Okay, good. I'm so upset by that. I hit the wrong button.
57 and 73. He's just, she needs somebody younger.
What's 57 73?
Oh, they're two ages.
Oh, he's 73.
Yeah, she said he's 73.
She's a young husband.
Yeah, she needs like a 40-something-year-old
guy. He's the new 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm still kind of shook up by that. Let's get, this guy's name is Shane. That's the movie she said he watches. Hello, Shane.
Howdy.
Hey,
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, I was going to call it a call in about that Martian adventure thing.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that and it intrigued me, so I actually read up on it.
Yeah.
That they're no kidding that they want to build an entire colony there, permanent settlement, humans on Mars.
Well, this has got to be a 50 to 100 years away. I mean,
well, the way they're wanting to work it is the first mission is going to launch in 2023, and it's going to have 24 people on board.
Wow, that seems awfully soon.
Right.
That's 10 years.
No, they did a casting call and they've got like 30,000 people that auditioned.
Right.
And they're going to let people pick based on their profiles, but they're also trying to weed them out via profession as well, because, you know, obviously you're probably going to need doctors and people like that there.
I can tell you something. This is like, these people are true adventure explorers. I could never.
That's what I'm thinking, like adrenaline junkies.
Exactly. They're the people that base jump and
they're just fascinated by space ever since they were a kid.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm fascinated by space ever since I was a kid, but there's no way I could up and move my family to Mars. I'd be too afraid of losing my kid or something there.
I dream sometimes that I'm on a space shuttle, like going and I'm looking out the window at the Earth, but I don't think I could just even do that. I know we've done it, but I don't think I could do it.
Take a trip up to the space station or something.
No, I couldn't do it.
I'd take a trip to the space station in a heartbeat.
See, most people say they would. For some reason, I just feel like, boy, if anything goes wrong, whoo!
But on this mission, they're going to send 24 people, and then every so many months, they're going to send 4 more people and supplies. And from what I get, they're planning on starting like a greenhouse and all kinds of stuff. They're going to have these interlocking inflatable buildings.
Wow!
That they'll be able to have like little shops and go, you know, room to room through these buildings.
What did the article say?
It looks really cool, like out of Star Trek or something, but, I mean, they're serious about it.
How much did it say they have to raise?
$6 billion to make the trip, it says. It takes seven months to get there, and to fund it, they need six, which is not, by the way, that much money, $6 billion compared to all the money we
rich
waste.
People that,
you get a couple of Bill Gateses together.
Right,
and,
hey, that want to donate.
I mean, that's a fraction of our national deficit. I mean, it could easily be pulled together, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, Shane, we'll stay on it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Shane wants to go. Jeff, you're up. What's up?
AM, AM, and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, Barb kind of stole my thunder. Did you watch the finale of The Following?
Absolutely.
Do you think they're going to have a second season?
Yes.
Or do you think it's going to be a one-off thing?
No. I think there'll be a second season. I don't know what the ratings are, and I don't know how well it's doing. I haven't been following that, but I hope there's a second season. I can't imagine there won't be. I think the name is wrong because nobody knows by the name The Following. It's about a cult of following that this guy has, but the name doesn't really tell you enough, I think, is part of the problem. But it's one of those things that, unless you don't like, let's put it this way, for network, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
For network TV, because it's a Fox show, it's the most graphic, horrible thing I've ever seen on network TV, but they tell you up front, discretionary, blah, 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 violence. It's, I'm telling you, man, they take it right to the edge. I can't stop watching it. I'm sad it's not going to be on for a while.
It's very good, very good. Have you watched any of the Justified?
No, I have not.
That's on, I think, FX, and I had FX for a while, but they changed. Over here where I'm at, they changed.
I will tell you the other edge of your seat one that you'll get into and can't stop is Homeland.
I haven't watched
yet. The first season, you'll have to go to Betty Ford to get off of it. I'm not kidding. It's that good. We got to run. Hey, thank you, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye bye. You seen Homeland?
No.
Good.
I can't watch dramas at night.
Why? I can't sleep?
No. I just when I get home, I want to watch something. Yeah, it's too serious.
Well, but if you don't watch TV, you have another option. That's getting in bed with a young, hot wife.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah.
What do you do the rest of the night? That'll take up about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a C in Schaefer. I think you know that if you've listened to the show for a while. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. body shop. Some people call it a body shop, auto body shop. You know what they do? They put the wrecked vehicle back together. And if they do it right, the way Schaefer does it, you don't even know it happened. All you know is that, wow, my car's never been this clean since I bought it. Because when they turn it back over to you, the French fry, little French fry bags are gone that were jammed down between the seats and coins and that stuff. Because they, while they have it, they just figure, why not? Let's clean this whole thing up real nice. But what you really go there for is to get fixed what got broken. And because of something you did or somebody else did, you backed into a pole or into somebody or they backed into you. And it's not pleasant. It's not fun. I don't know anybody who ever said, oh, I love having a wreck. And nobody ever says that. They don't like the experience. But being what it is, it's a lot less painful when you have people like Schaefer taking care of everything. And I mean taking care of everything. I'm not talking about just the body work on the vehicle. I'm talking about taking care of you. You need a rental car, they'll get it. You need transportation to or from, they'll get it. You need to pick up the vehicle, we'll pick it up. You want to deliver it to you, we'll deliver it to you. Paperwork, insurance, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Relax. Relax. You're in great hands. Somebody else already stole that, I think. You're in good hands.
Yeah.
And I was going to use that with Schaefer, and then I found out somebody.
Great hands is still open.
Well, you know what? You're in great hands with Schaefer. I may go for that.
You're in gooder hands.
Yeah.
Gooder?
You're in gooder hands. With Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's seven locations. SchaeferAutoBody.com. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Time to see how traffic looks airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just took off a couple of minutes ago, and what you've got is, let's see. You've got slow traffic on eastbound 64 from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, then you've got a little heavy traffic from 4th Street to Highway 64. And then westbound 64 is slowing now from the Science Center through McCausland. And then we also have heavy traffic from Highway 270 out through Mason. It's slow from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 55 looks pretty good. And I don't see any delays on westbound 44 out through Elm. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic has 25 real ice cream shakes, which is definitely something worth cheering about. But honestly, you'll probably be too busy drinking them. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis, a 24-hour city. Even in the wee hours of the weekend mornings, this is a city filled with third shift workers, late night bar hoppers, and night owls. The Big 550 hasn't forgotten you, which is why, beginning midnight May 3rd, we bring you America Weekend with shows from Paul Harris, Rick Roberts, and Turi Ryder. Fresh, fun, topical talk, along with newsmaker and celebrity interviews. America Weekend, overnights on the Big 550 KTRS.
Feeling buried by all the piles of paper in your home or office? Maybe it's time you traded in the old filing cabinet for a new office assistant. Meet the Neat Digital Filing System, featuring the only scanner that actually thinks while it scans. With Neat, all your important documents can be easily scanned and then organized with the Neat software. So that shoebox full of receipts instantly becomes a manageable expense report. That stack of business cards can go directly into your computer's contact list. Virtually any piece of paper automatically becomes a searchable document that you can find with a simple keyword. Neat can be both powerful and portable, so staying organized is easier than ever. And now you can try the Neat Digital Filing System for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. The Neat Digital Filing System has been featured on Oprah's list of favorite things, the CBS Morning Show, the Martha Stewart Show, just to name a few. Try it for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. That's 1-800-300-6741.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
Warning, you may experience extreme weight loss using the following product.
Attention, if you need to lose 30 pounds or more, you're qualified to participate in an absolutely risk-free trial of an extremely powerful weight loss supplement. It's called Final Trim. To participate, call now, 1-800-600-8032. Final Trim is a proven breakthrough in weight loss. Take two capsules just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. To guarantee participation in this trial, you must call now. 1-800-600-8032. For your participation, you'll receive a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Again, if you need to lose 30 pounds or more by taking Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-600-8032. That number again is 1-800-600-8032.
Guys, do you know the secret to becoming unstoppable in the bedroom? The secret that's helped countless men overcome the shame and embarrassment of poor sexual performance? It's the secret that drug companies don't want you to know about. An extremely powerful, all-natural male enhancement capsule. It's called Bravado. And right now, we'll give you a full-size supply absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-500-4151. Bravado is safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Get ready for the best intimacy you've ever had. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-500-4151. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tired of the same old restaurants? Sapore Italian Cafe will take you on a culinary journey from classic family recipes to new twists on old favorites. Chef Paul Buzzetta lets the food speak for itself. Lobster ravioli, the one-of-a-kind eggplant stack, sea bass Sicilian style, seafood risotto, delizioso. Thinking Italian? Make your way to Sapore Italian Cafe in Kirkwood in the Woodbine Center next to Ginger Bay. Whether it's Martini Mondays, Wine Down Wednesdays, or a private event, Sapore can help. SaporeItalianCafe.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Call Scott Lee Heating at 314-756-9444 to get the savings and comfort of a new Lennox heating and cooling system.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let the bees square.
Oh, it must be Tuesday. Oh, look, it is Tuesday. Today's the day they release new CDs, new DVDs. Maybe there will be something in the pile that you like. We're going to find out. Joe Hipperson's here, and he's brought to you by Oryx. It was a good sign when we moved my daughter in out in California, and she borrowed the neighbor's vacuum cleaner. It was an Oryx vacuum cleaner. I thought, okay, this is a good karma. This is going to work out just fine. But there's a lot more in those Oryx home care stores that you're going to like. Check them out. There's seven of them. Tell me your AM to PM. Give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Ladies, he's sporting a beard, and I'm not a big facial hair person myself. For me, And a lot of times, guys wear beards. They have no business wearing them. They don't look good, and they don't know how to keep them. I'm going to tell you, it gives you a little Bradley Cooper thing going there.
Easy.
Really?
Wow, Frank.
Ladies need to know.
Oh, that's so sweet, you guys. You want to go get a room so you can make out for a while?
You know what, Lauren? I hate that voice. I hate it when you do that voice. It's not funny.
Yeah, I will give some advice to the guys that are deciding right now, oh, maybe I should go all Mr. Mom and Michael Keaton, the beard. It's really warm out now. Now, the face, as it was first accepting the idea of a beard, it was cold. It was 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Now my face and I are having an argument on a daily basis because this is just too muggy.
It makes your face hotter? I've never noticed.
Wait, have you ever grown a full-on
you've
beard?
Never had a big beard.
I guess not a bit like a Duck Dynasty beard.
No, this is not a Duck Dynasty
beard.
Okay, this is not a Dirty Fisherman beard either. So don't even go Perfect Storm on me. You've got the Indiana Jones wannabe thing going on.
You only get as far as YY Top. See what I did there? Not Z. Can't make it to Z.
Oh, YY
Top.
No, I can't. I can't grow a fishy beard.
He's like YY Middle, basically. All right, that's fine. Okay, so yes, I am bearded, and I have new releases. It is, it's New Release Tuesday. We do music first, the ugliest.
See, YY Top would be
one level
quite,
down.
Yeah,
right.
Easy.
Not quite.
Everybody get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got
all right,
it
go
now.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Joe, go ahead.
All right. So a guy that has no business ever.
XX Top would be
even
not
lower.
Even, yeah, not even that
right.
much hair. I'm sorry.
Well, that's where the XX, the middle would have played better there. XX middle, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So there's a guy out there who should never, ever, ever, ever wear a cowboy hat, but he still does, and I still don't get why, but Kenny Chesney has a brand new album out today. He is the cowboy singer that doesn't look right with a cowboy hat.
No, I could not agree with you more. It looks like it's going to fall off his head.
Yeah, his head is...
It's too little. His head is like a little orange.
No, it's like an... you know what? It's like take any ball cap, then take a olive, put it on a toothpick, and they put the ball cap on that. That's what the guy looks like. It's just not
olive
right.
on a toothpick.
Dude, you lose country credibility when you have that.
He's a huge star.
I know.
I've never liked his voice. I'm sorry. I like country music and most of the country music people. I don't get him.
Some people do, which
no, a
is
lot of people do.
Why they're going to buy the new album, Life on a Rock, that is out today. Heroes Fall, music inspired by Iron Man 3. Translation, B-sides that nobody would put on an album to begin with are now crammed onto an Iron Man 3 soundtrack that you can buy today. Dan, did you know that Deep Purple have a brand new record out
I
today?
I did not.
Crazy, isn't it?
Brand new?
Yes, I'm not even joking. The entire album, brand new, all recorded in a studio, brand new material from Deep Purple. The album is called Now What? With a question mark. Mm. And I agree, because I've heard the music on the record. I think the only original member of Deep Purple now is a roadie from like 72. I have no idea who's all in it, but yes, there is a brand new Deep Purple record out today. LL Cool J is keeping it real with his album Authentic. On Authentic, he is jamming out with Eddie Van Halen, Travis Barker from Blink-182, and a guy named Fat Man Scoop. So if you're a fan of LL Cool J...
That's the Barker guy.
Nice. Yeah, okay. Barker, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm still on the XX middle. So you've got LL Cool J with some new stuff out today in case anybody really, really cares. Speaking of things that no one's probably going to pick up, for the first time ever on Blu-ray today from 1970, a movie called The Vampire Lovers. Good stuff. Friends. The TV show Friends, which all you have to do is, just flip the station for like 5 minutes in St. Louis and you'll see any episode of Friends at any given time. I don't know if anybody's really this excited, but Friends Season 1 and 2 are now available on Blu-ray. Ooh. So just in case you haven't seen enough of the first and second season of Friends. But I'll go out there, and Frank and I have disagreed on this before. The hottest Jennifer Aniston ever looked, Seasons 1 and 2. That's my humble opinion. She was just a little bit fluffy. Just a little bit. Just enough.
But I didn't watch the show. I know who the people are. That gal that looks like everything stinks. What's her name?
Lisa Kudrow.
She looks like she's smelling something bad. Far and away, Courtney Cox, the hottest one on there.
During the run of the show, I would say, yes, she had the longevity of the hotness. Right. But I like...
She's hit the wall a little bit lately. Well, have you seen her?
Yeah. Yeah, she looks like... you know what?
A lot of face work done.
I'm telling you, Courtney Cox is about 5 years away from Kelly LeBrock.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
I can't believe you mentioned that name. I just 2 days ago asked my wife, whatever happened to Kelly LeBrock?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal ruined her.
But you couldn't... When she was Woman in Red...
I don't know if you've ever seen Weird Science.
Oh, my those two
goodness.
Teenage boys.
So
you
hot.
You can't get hotter than Kelly LeBrock.
No. I was a kid who used to get sick sometimes, and when I was sick, I would stay home from school. My dad had a VHS VHS copy of Woman in Red. There's one scene.
Yes.
Where she's in the apartment or the hotel.
Wilder. Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about. It's right there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But you never hear her name.
No. And I'll tell you what.
She's falling off the face of the planet.
Right. Steven Seagal really did ruin her. If you took a silhouette of Seagal right now and Kelly LeBrock.
Same size.
You wouldn't know. Yes. Yeah. It was like the penguin and the clone of the penguin. It's really just weird looking. And I think she's one of those girls that got into the lip implant stuff. I mean, if you look at her now, it's just not right.
No.
I mean, it's bad. Look, Christy Alley, up and down, Carrie Fisher, it happens. Sometimes people balloon out a bit. But if you wear it well and you evenly distribute it, you might be able to kind of be
like...
you don't
wreck your face.
Yeah, see, they'd
wreck
the face.
Like me, I'm heavy, but I look really good. Heavy.
Right, yeah, you haven't wrecked your face yet.
If you and I changed bodies, it would just be weird.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
Okay. So, Kelly LeBrock, that's you know the remaking, Weird Science?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that the other
day. They're going to make it an R-rated movie, just kind of like 21 Jump Street. They're going to be R, crude.
Yeah.
But there's no one that will be able to blow the minds of kids the way Kelly LeBrock did in the 80s.
No, I disagree.
You don't think so?
Well, teenage boys will always have that.
I wonder who it
that
would be.
Hot chick. It could be any one of a number of women, young movies.
Smart move would be to go to certain modeling scout areas and stuff, find someone who's not an actress that no one's ever seen. That's the only way it can work. Because I can't remember Woman in Red or Weird Science, which one came out first. But I remember being a kid thinking, I've never seen that woman before in my life. It looked like a girl they made. Just putting that out there. All right, The Enforcer. First time ever on DVD. I don't know anyone who's ever seen this movie, but it starred Humphrey Bogart, 1951, The Enforcer, out on DVD for the first time ever today. There's a two-pack Bruce Lee action pack, The Way of the Dragon and Game of Death, available in one little box set for $11. A movie about a guy who gets all jacked up by some bad guys, and they make him into like a cyborg thing. This is the worst, worst ripoff of the RoboCop idea, and it's a new film. Manborg is available today.
It even sounds bad.
I am not even kidding when I say that that's out. Okay, Three Faces West from 1940, starring John Wayne, out on DVD for the first time ever today. A movie that I strictly cannot stand, Strictly Ballroom from 1992.
Never heard of it.
It's out on Blu-ray. Yeah, that guy Baz Luhrmann, the guy who did...
Baz Luhrmann?
I can't ever pronounce it. Luhrmann, but the guy who did the Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't watch
he did
that.
Moulin Rouge.
Well, who do you think you're talking
about? Yeah.
Moulin Rouge.
I shed a tear during Moulin
Rouge. Remember that really bad movie, Moulin Eyeshadow?
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. Didn't
make it.
Well, if you guys, discussing things that we, here you go, get excited. 1968, it came out. Now it's out on Blu-ray. First time ever, Funny Girl is available today.
Barbara Streisand?
Yes.
Oh. Nikki Arnstein. Yeah. Nikki Arnstein.
Now you can get it in all of its HD brilliance, which it was never shot in HD to begin with. So now you can get all of Barbara's. Why did they never have Barbara Streisand play the mother of Sarah Jessica Parker? That just seems like it would be such an easy fit, you know?
Perfect.
Like Christian Slater and Jack Nicholson.
Father and son.
Why did that never happen? It's a shame. We should go to Hollywood, man.
Hey,
we can
Dad,
run the whole thing.
How you doing? I'm doing fine, son. How are you?
If you're a fan of Star Trek and you're all excited about the new Star Trek movie coming out, Star Trek The Next Generation.
I have a scene from the movie Sarah Jessica Parker and her mom, played by Barbara Streisand. Hey, Mom, pass the oats.
So if you're a fan of Star Trek, all excited about the new Star Trek movie coming out, The Next Generation third season is out on Blu-ray. Every single original Star Trek film from 1 through 10, even though 2 and 6 are the only ones really worth anything, 1 through 10, all out on Blu-ray in special edition format today. Also, we've got Broken City, a broken film in my opinion. Rent it maybe, but you've been warned. Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe in Broken City. The worst movie Seth Rogen has ever done is out today on Blu-ray, and it stars Barbara Streisand as his mom on a road trip called Guilt Trip. Very, very bad movie.
Terrible.
And last but not least, it didn't only look terrible, it was terrible.
Hey, real quickly, for those who don't think Streisand's a jerk, the thing they just had in that correspondence dinner, I heard somebody, a reporter, talking about who was there. That after it's over, it everybody lets their hair down, and President gets up, and he's funny, and
it's kind of like a roast,
for an evening, yeah, for an evening, everybody gets along. They said Barbara Streisand was the only celebrity there who afterwards was told, everybody was told to keep away from her, and she was isolated and whisked away.
She's with the president.
Does that a lot?
She's with the president. No. How can she?
She was not mingling with anyone. No one was allowed to mingle with
her. Did you see what Spielberg did for that correspondence dinner?
Yes.
With Daniel Day-Lewis.
Hilarious.
Loved that. That was really, really good. Okay, so the final release for you. This is one definitely worth buying. If you're on the fence and you're afraid every critic was wrong and you just want to rent it, you're going to wish you would have bought it because you were basically blown out of that $2, but you could have put it towards the purchase. Silver Linings Playbook is out today. It is my recommendation for what to buy. Also, you've got a movie called Not Fade Away. Rent it. Same guy that did The Sopranos did this. James Gandolfini's in it. If you're a music lover, you'll love Not Fade Away. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Center. Tell Mr. Cleveland he might have to consider being in the Playhouse because we're so far behind. But, hey, Tuesday, I like to hear the whole rundown, not just part of it. We're getting close. What is today? Today is Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday the 30th.
So we're not getting close. I was going to say we're getting close to Saturday. We're not close at all. What am I thinking? But eventually it will be Saturday, which means it'll be Saturday morning. And there'll be a 7 o'clock Saturday morning. It'll be the start of another yard sale with Paul Warner. Maybe the most popular weekend radio show in all of St. Louis. And you'll see why. If you haven't heard it, it's a blast. 2 hours, 7 to 9, Saturday morning. And there's one sponsor. First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union. You know, there's one easy way. Radio's free. At least this is. It's not like satellite. We're free. You listen for nothing. If you ever, ever feel like, boy, how can I ever thank them or in some way repay them for the thousands of hours of great and informative entertainment, all you have to do is give our sponsors a shot at your business. And take a good hard look at First Community Credit Union in this case, because most of you, most of us, bank somewhere. We have a bank for personal loans, business loans, savings, checking, lots of things. So as long as you're going to be banking somewhere and you have no particular allegiance to any bank, just take a look. Take a good hard look at First Community Credit Union. Learn a little bit more about what makes it different than a traditional bank. And then learn all the things that are the same. All the things you want from a bank, they have. Great service, great rates. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
Get a quick look at traffic now, Airborne with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Dan. Sorry. Get my button straight here. We're looking at, first of all, we've got a problem. It's on eastbound 64, just at the Clayton or the Clarkson overpass. It's got the two right lanes blocked, two left lanes getting through. The right one right lane is the acceleration lane coming off of Clarkson. Now, that's got traffic back up into Chesterfield Valley from about the smokehouse. If you're traveling westbound on 70, you've got that stop and go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and then you're heavy again between 370 and Highway 79 because I've got the right lane down. On east on Highway K, a little bit north of Boise, the stoplights are on red signals, so you're getting much of a traffic jam on each direction on Highway K as they're trying to go through that. And southbound 270, that was stop and go from Page to Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect for Mother's Day or Father's Day. Kuna Food Service. Online at SteakGift.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary, risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click Dance, ST. Lewis.org.
All right, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. The Playhouse is coming up after the news. The joke is scheduled for 5:30. I'm boycotting. Not going to do a joke. I'm thinking about not doing a joke. I need a little money here for St. Jude Children's Hospital for the Window World Trivia Night. I'm going to give you the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You call, you talk to Dan, say, here, here's some money. You can put it towards sitting at our table or just put it toward the cause, and then we may have a great joke at 5:30. There you go. Give that some thought, will you? Seriously, during the news. Now let's talk about furniture. Talk about my daughter's really neat little four chair. It's not even a dining room or kitchen table. It's the perfect little table for her little house that she just rented, and it came from Ashley. Now it's California. So we weren't able to do business with the Ashley stores here, which we've done before. But the point is, Ashley Furniture probably has something for just about everybody, no matter what the situation is. You can have a mansion with all the room in the world, or you can have a little bitty 800-square-foot house like the one she's renting with her friend, where space is precious, and you need to find just the right thing to fit in that space, the right look, the right function. Ashley has it. Ashley, if they paid me to come up with a slogan, it would be America's Furniture Store. Because this is the kind of furniture and the price range of furniture that most of America is looking for. Good quality furniture, affordable prices, no fake sales, no phony sales. 6 locations in the greater St. Louis area. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, 5 o'clock, Big 550.